a strong February for jobs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing travel insurance and assistance to over 9 million Americans through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day, and we will start with the numbers. Stocks are higher at the open this morning. The Dow up 34 points or 0.25% at 14,363. The NASDAQ up 0.1%, and same with the S&P 500. And markets are reacting this morning to the February jobs report from the Labor Department, which said 236,000 jobs were created last month, which was much better than expected. The unemployment rate ticked down from 7.9% to 7.7%. That's the best in 4 years. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial, and he's with us live, as he is every Friday, for analysis. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with the good, Chris. What is behind this? What is leading to this $236,000 job addition last month?
Well, yeah, 236,000, it's a big gain. So not surprisingly, the increases were broad-based. Some of the real standouts this month, construction added 48,000 jobs. That's the most since March of 07. Probably some of that is Sandy rebuilding, but there's also a real recovery taking place now in housing. There were 24,000 jobs added in healthcare and also in leisure and hospitality. And then there were decent gains in retail, which is really impressive because there were also big gains in the fourth quarter. And usually holiday hiring that strong means layoffs in January and February.
Any not so bright spots?
Well, there is one. That drop in the unemployment rate, obviously, that looks really good. But half of it was because of job growth. The other half of it was that people dropped out of the labor force. And obviously, we do want to see more participation, not less.
And Chris, any impact on policy from the Fed? We know that sometimes they react to these kinds of good reports, and sometimes they don't.
Yeah, well, look, and this is exactly the kind of thing they want to see. They have been pushing for stronger job growth for a while. That's why they're engaged in the policies they are. St. Louis Fed President Bullard today, though, said it's a great report, but we need more of the same. Policy has to stay in place as it is.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, thanks as always.
Thank you.